Well, we continue our tradition of having a faith story every once in a while. We're doing it a little bit different this morning. I'm inviting Dan Krebs to join me up here at the front.
Good morning, Dan. Good morning.
So I was thinking today, like, the questions I need answered this morning, top of the list. What is the meaning of life?
Okay, well, it's only up from answering this question at 8 a.m. this morning. In my long, fruitful 18 years of life, I've determined that it's not about the meaning of life, it's about what in life gives you meaning. So I'm going to ask everyone to ask themselves that right now. Just think about that for a second. For me, immediately popped up friends, family, but it took me a little longer to think of faith, and I was kind of confused by that, but then I realized that my faith journey has never been solo. Each day I wake up, I thank God for the day, I live in His name, I live His love. But when I come to church and when I'm out in the world, I do it in community. I do it with my friends, I do it with my family, I do it here at St. Columba's. So all three things intertwined, and that's why I love this community.
Right on, right on. When's a moment that St. Columba's has been there for you?
Well, through many pilgrimages and SCAP trips, there's always been one that I remembered. It was my very first one. We were going to Traverse City, Michigan. It was summer of my eighth grade year, right after COVID. And I met a man named Father Mitchell Felton. And on the very first night of the trip, he began asking me questions like, what is your favorite book of the Bible? Okay, well, like, what happened? What's your favorite color? So here I am. I'm sitting fresh out of COVID, all this Zoom school. You know, I'm thinking, time's kind of ticking, so I shoot my best guess, the New Testament.
So close, just brother, all, so close.
I was feeling confident, so he was like, okay, I'll tone it down a little. Name the four Gospels. Matthew, Mark, John. I mean, to put it in context, it's like me asking you, just recite to me the whole Gospel of Mark off the dome. All right, well, that's not the best example, but it was a rather difficult question. The lights were bright, you know, but I came around and he welcomed me. He helped me continue to learn and continue to grow on my journey of faith.
Wow. So what I hear there is Father Mitchell was asking you tough questions, and then, like, whatever you answered, he was, like, there for you.
Correct.
So did you come up with the favorite book? Clearly Mark. Tell me it's Mark, Dan.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking about Luke, but it was the 1 Corinthians, and I have a verse I'd like to share. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered, and it keeps no record of wrongs. Wow. And to find this verse from coming to not knowing all four Gospels, I mean, I knew them, just not in them. But to find this kind of whole full circle moment and find a verse that really represents my life, a life that I live through God's love, I live in kindness. Kindness has always been something that's been preached by my mom every day before I go out to school, out into the world. She's always said, since I'm a little kid, go out and be kind. And if there's ever a word that I wanted associated with my name, it was kind. So,
wow.
Full circle.
That's powerful. This next journey of life, what's that book, 1 Corinthians, kindness, what does that look for you?
Well, just adventure. As I go out, I leave kind of this community behind, but I know that it'll always be here for me if I continue to be strong in faith, and I can continue going out into the world with my love, with my kindness, and help not myself find community, but also others help find their communities, even if they're different than me, and help them find their meanings in life.
Amen, brother. Our prayers are with you.
Thank you.
Dan Krebs.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.